Brando is very upset this morning after he got a message from the city of Waterloo saying they're having a celebration and that Brando was not going to be a part of it.
Of course. I mean, wouldn't you be upset if you lived in a relatively small town and they were having some sort of event that called for a local celebrity to chip in and...
Well, they
your
got a local celebrity. Yeah, they got
right,
John
they
Grayson.
Called someone completely
yeah,
different.
I would be very upset, Brando. I understand I'm from a small town, so
see?
I feel
like,
you.
You're
yes.
like, really? I'm,
yeah.
Hello? You don't even call me?
So anyway, we talked to the mayor. He sent me a message, said that he called an emergency meeting with his people that are running the celebration to try to figure everything out.
Brando.
Oh, no, this is Spencer. Do you have us on speakerphone?
We're all here.
Yes.
Can you take us off real quick?
Hello?
Ah, sounds better. Is this the mayor from Waterloo?
Yes.
What did I do?
So what do we do? Did that guy die that was supposed to be doing the celebration and Brando's in?
No, he's there, but we're going to invite Brando down too.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not so sure that this is the best thing in the world. You might be inviting Brando, but what are you inviting him to do?
You guys can live broadcast from down there.
That sounds like a lot of work on our end. What about Brando?
Live broadcast from down there.
Sounds like a lot of work on his end.
We got to get our boss to get behind
We need to figure out, like, Brando at the celebration, what exactly can he do? Because I know what happens with live broadcasts. You guys shuffle us off to the petting zoo, which is, like, way over in the corner where all the action is over here. Can Brando be on stage and do something with the celebration?
Yeah. I mean, this is Sarah Deutsch. I'm the community relations coordinator.
Hi, Sarah.
We're open to your ideas as far as how you would like to be involved.
What were the plans for the, what's his name?
I don't know, the other guy.
The other guy. What were you guys having him do, or what are you planning to have him do?
Well, we were in contact with John because one of our committee members personally knows him.
Right, the alderman. See? Who, by the way, that alderman also has friends in Russia. I just want you to know.
What?
Yep.
Yes,
just want
it's
you to
confirmed.
Know. Just want everybody to be on the same page.
Come on now.
You can't hide from us.
Since he knows that alderman, what were you planning on him doing?
Well, he's a science buff, so he was going to be our MC and kind of tell our viewers of the solar eclipse, like, what's going on in the sky.
Oh, Brando, you might need to brush up on your science because they
don't
think you're worthy.
See, that sounds kind of boring.
Don't you think that's going to bore people? That's what I would think.
Well,
I'm more of an entertainer.
We need both.
Is it possible for Waterloo to have two microphones? I don't know if that's breaking budget.
Yeah.
How about as John is speaking about the eclipse, I will just walk in front of him at the same pace of the eclipse and literally eclipse him.
That's pretty slow.
Well, yeah, but it's effective, you know.
Yeah.
At some point, you will not be able to see him at all.
All right, so we'll have to figure out what Brando's able to do. But if I'm hearing this correctly, the other guy's not a part of it. Brando is going to host the entire thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Mayor, are you okay with this? Sarah's making a lot of decisions.
I'm fine with her.